Welcome to The Sojo Show with Jen and AJ, where you'll dig deep into God's Word alongside two imperfect, frequently ineloquent women as we discover fresh ways to walk out God's truth together.
Welcome to The Sojo Show, everybody. This is AJ, and I'm here with Jen. How's it going, Jen?
Hi, AJ. I was just talking about the fact that I'm really warm right now.
Yeah.
That's how it's going. Both. I'm hot.
Yes. We're both very, very hot. Obviously, it is summertime when we're recording this, so that's kind of normal, but wow, it is super duper hot.
We both live in the South, and whew, I mean, it's bad. But other than that, I'm awesome. How are you?
Well, I am doing good other than being hot, but yes, kids are home. So that's a little bit of a challenge to keep them busy and off electronics. I think we talked about that a little bit last week.
Yeah. Actually, my daughter just left today for Uganda.
Wow. That is super exciting.
She's getting on an airplane like within the next 30 minutes. Isn't that exciting?
That is very exciting. Okay. So how long of a trip is it? When will you hear from her again?
12 days. It takes like 2 days to get there because they go to Amsterdam and then they have like a 8 hour layover and then they go on from there. So yeah, it's a long trip. So,
okay. So today's podcast will actually kind of be spot on for you because I want to ask about your peace level as a mom, but we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Before we get there.
Okay. Go ahead.
I have a question for you. Seeing as it's hot.
Dying and to answer it. Dying.
Summer.
Yeah.
And you actually live on a river. So tell us if you have ever explored white water rafting on your river or somewhere else.
Okay. On our river, I live on the Chattahoochee River. And actually, I don't really live on the river. That sounds a little bit of a misconception. It's in my town. I actually live on a lake and I live between a lake and a creek, if you will.
A creek. Yeah.
So I live between a lake. It's not really a lake. It's a pond. It would be like a lakeette, sort of like where we visited. Okay.
Okay.
It's a little pond.
Lakeette. Okay.
It's a little pond. And then, a creek, Standing Boy Creek behind me. Okay. So, but then there's Chattahoochee River that has whitewater rafting and it's really, really cool. We've never done it, however, because here's why.
That's kind of a letdown.
It is a bit of a bummer. So thanks for asking. But I do have a story about it. I do have a story. So here's kind of the reason why I haven't done this. So back several years ago, I don't even remember what year. Don't even ask me. Maybe 2014, 12, 11. I don't know when. We were in Belize on a missions trip, actually, Brad and I was doing medical missions. He was doing pastor missions, whatever. And we were there and we took our off day and we went on a river, a tubing thing on the way home. It was like a tube. It was supposed to be this nice, relaxing tube down the river. If anybody's been tubing, you know, you get this great big inner tube and you can sort of float down the river and it's really cool, right? Well, let's just say it was not really cool. Because the river got really rough. The weather started changing and it was just beating us up on these tubes. Wow. And we went in this cave thing. You had to go through this cave to get out. And once you're in the river, you can't really get out. There was no outlet. And this was in Belize, not like in the touristy area. This was like a kind of sketch area. So you were there until you got to the end. Well, we hit this rough spot and one of the men in our group, a man that goes to our church, a strong, young, strong man. I mean, at the time he was probably in his late 20s, maybe early 30s. And he got tossed around so much. He got caught in this like whirlwind thingy and he went under and hit his head on the rocks. He almost died. It was very traumatic because of the water and the water being so rough, just all of a sudden went from a beautiful sunny day to just this really tumultuous kind of water. And so not that I'm scared of the water, because I'm really not fearful of the water, but that was quite an experience and taught me to respect the river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so. And also as you're watching that, I can imagine there's a sense of helplessness because you really can't like get over there in any quick amount of time, especially if you're like going against the flow, you know, it's almost impossible. So wow, yeah, just sitting there watching it happen must have been really scary.
Yeah, it was very dramatic. Fortunately, a couple of the other men in the group, we had a large enough group, a couple of the men were able to get to him. And there were a couple doctors on the team. There were three or four doctors because we were doing a medical missions thing. And yeah. So he is okay, but it was quite an ordeal. So
yeah. So
that's
now
the story about the river.
You have a proper appreciation for nature and for what can happen.
I do. On the turn of a dime. Yes.
Well, there is a reason that I asked about rivers.
Yeah.
And it's because we're going to be talking about the fruit of peace today. And we kind of associate it with rivers for some reason. I guess it's because of that hymn, Peace Like a River. But it kind of makes sense to us, right? Because peace is like a river. And we're going to talk about that. And Jen, you're going to share because you wrote this part of the study. But we, you know, peace is something we need. And especially the past couple of years, with things escalating the way that they have, just the cultural things we have going on, the pandemic that we've all experienced and been through, so many things remind our hearts the importance of peace. And so I really think that today's discussion is going to be so timely for all of us. So where do you want to dive into this discussion, Jen?
Yeah, we could dive in so many places, right? Peace is something that, as you said, we all strive for, and yet we've rarely attained on a grand sense, if you think of it like in the way the world thinks of peace. Mm-hmm. It, historically speaking, I pulled up some statistics, and it's really interesting that since the beginning of recorded history over the last, it's like 4,000 years, 3,500 years, something like that, there has been peace in the world, quote unquote, however much the world was recorded, 8% of the time, 8%. Wow. And so there have been over 8,000 peace treaties signed and broken in history. And there were 14,351, and that's specific, I did look that up, wars during recorded history, in which over 3.5 billion, with a B, people have been killed. So there have been some serious lack of peace in the world. So, you know, when we think about it, and it's kind of funny. Did you ever see Miss Congeniality, that movie with Sandra Bullock?
A long time ago, a few years back.
Did you ever see that? Okay. So if you're listening to this and you're like, what is she talking about? It's an old movie. It's a funny little movie. And she like pretends like she's a beauty contestant. And she makes this joke of the fact, you know, I want world peace. Cause you know, that's kind of the joke. Everybody wants world peace.
Right.
Well, they do. Everybody wants world peace, right? That's what we got. The peace sign. We got the peace symbol. We got all the things, but here's the thing. Peace is not really, in a biblical sense, it's not really what we think of in the world. And this is why it's really important that we as Christians understand it, so we can understand this fruit of peace and what it actually means. Mm-hmm. So peace, when you think of peace, you think of quietness and rest and you know, tranquility and security and those kind of things. That's what we kind of think of as far as the world. But the actual Greek word, and I'm not going to be able to say it properly, but it's irene. How Siri pronounced it before I got on here.
Oh, there you go. Then you're good.
That's right. It actually means to tie together into a whole. It means wholeness, and all essential parts are joined together. That is what peace is. So God's gift of wholeness is peace. So, which I thought when I read that, it sort of flipped everything on its head just a little bit for me to think, what does it mean to be at peace? And it is really, in just the simplest terms, it's to be one with God. It's to be in wholeness with God. It is not to be an absence of danger. Matter of fact, there's a Puritan named Thomas Watson I really like, and he said that safety consists not of the absence of danger, but the presence of God. So it's not, peace is not being absent from danger, because we know we're going to have that. We know we're going to have the trials. We know we're going to have the tribulation, but it's the presence of God and being whole with God, which I think is, if we can grasp that a little bit and we can recognize that that's what we're striving for. And that's the fruit. That was the Greek word for that fruit in Galatians. That is the fruit that's being produced in us, wholeness, not necessarily security, although it is security. It's eternal security, but it's not day by day security, but it's wholeness and oneness with, you know, a great and mighty God. And so I think that we need to think through that. We need to understand that the world cannot give lasting peace, right? We can only get that from God. And, but yet we do have that when we trust in Him and when we abide in Christ, just like we talked about at the beginning of this series, in the first episode of the Peace of the Fruit of the Spirit series, when we abide in Christ, when we remain in Him, when we stay in Him, then we grow in Christ-likeness, we grow in our faith, we grow in spiritual maturity, we get that oneness and that wholeness, and we understand that, and that fruit of wholeness is produced in us.
Yeah. Well, and I do think you kind of turned it on its head for all of us, because, you know, when we think of peace like a river, you think maybe of a calm river, but when you really look deeper, rivers are never still.
No,
they're always moving. And as we talked about earlier with your story, sometimes they can get really rough, especially depending on the outer weather, nature, circumstances around it, right? So even a calm river can become very rough. So that kind of represents life. And I think the author of that hymn must have understood the meaning of the word, you know, yes, like that Greek definition, yes, of the word peace, because life is like that river. It's very rarely still, but we can still have that wholeness in spite of it, in spite of however the river of our lives may be looking at any given time.
Yes. And for those who do not know, the hymn she's referring to is It Is Well With My Soul. It's a famous hymn. You probably have heard it, but it was written by, and you may know the story because it's a pretty famous story. But if you don't, it was written by a man named Horatio Spafford was his name. And it was in 1873. And what happened was his wife and four daughters went ahead of him to across the ocean. They were going, I can't remember, to New York, to somewhere. Maybe they were in New York, going to England, wherever they were going. They were going across the ocean, and the ship went down, and his wife was the only survivor, and they lost four daughters. And so he got a telegram, because he was like 2 weeks behind them, and he got a telegram that basically said, I'm the only survivor. And so when he crossed the ocean to go to be with his wife, when he was over the place where the ship went down and his four daughters were killed, his only children were killed, he wrote this song. And the stanza that AJ's talking about is, it goes, when peace like a river attends my way, or tendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And I've always thought that peace like a river, just like you mentioned, peace like a river. We say that, there's even songs about, I got peace like a river. I got peace. Mm-hmm. Well, rivers are not peaceful. Normally, right. They're not peaceful. And if they are peaceful, they're not peaceful for long. So in the world's idea of peace, and I think that just like you just alluded to, he understood by the fact that he was living whole and one with God, he mm-hmm. understood that in spite of his sorrow, in spite of his circumstance, in spite of this raging river, and that literally brought death to his family, in spite of that, he could have, it was well with his soul. He could have peace in his soul because he knew that he served a sovereign God. And you know what, guys? We do too.
Yeah. And that's just a really incredible truth to understand that we have that wholeness available to us in Christ. It is a gift of the Spirit of God within us that He gives. You know, there's a passage that says the peace that passes all understanding. And really, mm-hmm. like we can't explain it. We can't explain this kind of peace because it's not something that is humanly, we're not capable of having it humanly. it only comes through the Spirit of God, but He grants it to us as part of our inheritance in Christ. So it's really incredible to really think that we have that capacity as believers in Christ to have wholeness in the midst of a storm.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I cannot be more grateful for it. If you have never experienced the peace that only comes from God, then lean into Him. Understand who He is. Understand what He did for you. Understand that the gospel, hear that He sent His only Son to live a life, a perfect life that you could not live, and die a horrible death that you deserved. And in doing so, He, if you trust in Him, He will take your sin and replace it with righteousness. And after that, that's called justification. That's our salvation. After that, we work towards sanctification, which is becoming more like Him. And those fruit, these fruit that we're talking about over this entire summer, begin to develop. And this one of those fruit, one of the fruit is peace. And mm-hmm. this is the only way to gain this peace, understanding God is sovereign, God is good, and what He has done for us in understanding the gospel.
Yeah, that's right. And just to close out the episode, I think Paul's instruction to us is super practical in Philippians 4. He says in verses 6 and 7, it says, "Don't worry about anything, but in everything." So we're talking those stormy waters, those trials in our lives, those hard things that we're facing, and those things and everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every thought, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So right there, you know, there's no formulas to the Christian life, but if anything came close, this would be one. You know, there's a formula for peace. And I say that very loosely. But, you know, there are things that we can do to grab hold of that peace that's available to us. And it is to, instead of worrying, turn in to God in prayer and present those, our needs to Him. Just, it should be just a very, it's like breathing, you know, it's an everyday activity that we're constantly doing. And that's what we can do in prayer with our worries or our anxieties or our trials and pains mm-hmm. in life. And so mm-hmm. His promise is to give us this peace we've been talking about.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. This podcast is a little bit heavier, I think, than most that we do, because we all just, we feel this. I don't know. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to me, you have, if you're not now feeling it, you have at one point felt this desire mm-hmm. and need for peace. And what a blessing to be able to look to His word and get instruction on how we can grow this fruit that's not ours, but how it can be developed in us. So yeah, praise the Lord for that. Okay.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. So I don't know how to transition anything else. So I'm just going to say, be in the word, be in prayer this week, and reach out to us if you want, you know, if you need anything, if you need us to pray for you, go to our page at sojohub.com and find the show notes for today. We have a printable that you can download, but there's a contact email there. Email us and we'll be glad to agree with you in prayer for your needs this week.
And if you need peace with God, you know that you do not have peace with God, and you would like to understand how you can have that, please be sure to reach out to us, because we can help you understand how to have peace with God through the gospel and the salvation that Jesus Christ has provided. You know, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And so that peace has definitely been taken care of on our behalf when we put our place in Christ. So if you need to understand more how to do that, we invite you to reach out to us.
Right. Absolutely. Find someone that you know that's a believer, because to be whole and one with God and is the greatest blessing. It's life. It is the only thing that gives us life.
Amen. So true.
Okay. You guys have an awesome week, and we will be back in your ears next week talking about, what are we talking about next week?
Patience.
Oh no.
Another hard hitter.
Have patience, guys. We'll be back in a week. Be patient. Unless you're listening to us later, then you can just binge. Just go ahead and binge listen the whole thing. So
totally. We are binge worthy, aren't we?
We are like Netflix. I mean, what in the world? All right, guys, let us know that you're listening. Leave us a comment, email us, holler at us anytime, and we'll see you soon.
Bye, everybody.
So, Joe, team, I just thought I would send a little video to encourage you guys and let you know that I think you're so awesome. So I love the new studies each month, and I love how they're all different and sometimes on topics that I wouldn't normally think of. I love the creative elements. I love the prettiness. I love the document your faith thing. I am absolutely loving doing that. I've been a bit slow on some weeks and missed them, but I'm absolutely loving having that time to be creative. I love the community. I love knowing that there's a group of women from around the world that all love Christ, and that we can message each other, message the group and be encouraged and spur each other on. And I also just love how Jen and AJ laugh and interact with each other. That sweetness and friendship is so lovely to see. So, yeah, just thought I'd say hi, and I love you all. I love all your hard work, especially all those in the background that I know put in so much effort. So thank you very much, and sending love and blessings from Australia. Bye.
Did you know that this podcast is brought to you by our very own Sojo Academy?
Sojo Academy is an online community for women who long to know God and connect with others over His Word.
Our global community of women studies God's Word together each month with live weekly Zoom meetings to connect and discuss what we're learning.
We'd love to connect with you. Check it out and become part of our Sojo sisterhood at sojoacademy.com.
That's Sojo, S-O-J-O, academy.com.
See you inside.